it's a general problem because people, everyone's being carried away in it, is the way I see it, in that church and in history. I'm sure God always has his remnant. We don't always see it, though, you know. Just as all the things Jesus did aren't written down in the Bible, so all the things his followers have done in history are not written down in history. Because all that is history is not his story. Like the history of the church is not his story, unless it's his story of the wicked one. Anyways, hey, some are like, Paul's not going to come to us. So they're behaving, thinking he's not coming. And they're puffing themselves up, you know, they're taking over. Like John was saying later on, there were people in a church he was writing to. He was writing to beloved brother Gaius, I believe, in the third epistle. He's like, hey, you know, there's that one old boy, what's his name? I couldn't pronounce it back then when I did the third epistle. Good old Diotrephes. You know? He didn't receive John, the apostle, and he was the church leader. You know, they get puffed up, and pretty soon they say, we don't need you apostles. That's why he says, I feel like we're last, you know. People start treating us like dogs. You know why? Because the people who are at fixed places have an advantage over the apostles, because the apostles come and the apostles go. And now the apostles are dead. And so, look at the advantage that those who are not of the apostles have taken. They've taken over the whole world, the church world. That's all you see is the corruption. Everything you see is leavened. It's all words, no power. Again, we talked about this before. To me, the kingdom of God is not in word. You are righteous, but no power to be righteous. What is that? That's just, you know, it's imputed only. The word, God does impute righteousness, but then he also gives it. He imputes it first so that you could be reckoned as the Son of God, as you were from before the foundation of the world. But the faith is a new step, you know. Faith is of God. It is his gift. So is righteousness. Let grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life. Righteousness, grace, faith, they're all interconnected. Eternal life, godliness, soberness, temperance, patience, love. They're all built on each other in this indivisible web that makes the image of Christ a perfect image in men. The power to become the Son of God, or the sons of God, collectively the sons of God, but as individuals, Son of God, an adopted son. We want to have the power to become that. We need the power. It's not just the power to call down fire or to breathe it out as we will, but rather, firstly, the power to grow by that milk. Desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby into a man strong, powerful in Christ Jesus. Powerful, power to exhibit the image. Power to walk as he walked. Power to perform the works of God. That is by the power of God. Not by the will of man, not by the skill of man, not by the deeds of man, or by the works of the law, but by the works of God who worketh in us mightily to do all things which he has promised that we do, the works that we have to walk in. Otherwise we shall not inherit eternal life. So that is the power we need. And people say, what is this? To this day. It's like people who have a bunch of words. Sometimes I hear words and I'm like, just words, words, words. It's nothing. Without power, words are nothing. It's just more talk. If God is just talk without power, the words have to have power to change your life. Or they have no meaning. They have meaning but no significance. They're not. What interest is it? If God says be righteous or be holy, and I cannot have the power to do it from him, it's a lot of vain chatter. The kingdom of God is in power. Those who say otherwise are liars and have denied the faith. Oh, what will I come? Should you want me to come with a rod, little children? Or shall I come to his brethren? When I come, I need to come disciplining you. It's obvious he does not want to. He wants to come in love. The rod is also in love, though. Okay. But it can be, you know what? It can be for love, or rod can come not in love. To punish. It can be punitive. I won't come, you know, this is the apostle talking. I don't think I could say I would come to anyone with a rod. Not unless God had appointed it to me, you know. I don't judge it before the time. I gotta come in the spirit of meekness because God has given me that to walk in now. And, you know, but as the spirit guides, hey, it gets bold. Sometimes the rod does come, you know. Sometimes you gotta be hard on things, come hard against things. In this world, we are so coddled. Sometimes I wonder if, like, maybe, I don't overcompensate, but I hope not. I want to make sure that I do bring the rod as appropriate. And I think the Spirit will be our guide in that. So, thank you, Lord.